Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Sin City Radio.
SinCityRadio.net.
Chilling. Look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Not much. And, I think we got Miss Peaches on the line, too. Is this Miss Peaches?
Yes, it is. Hey. And I got my girl, a little sexy, and Miss Dimple.
Oh, shit. Here go the trouble proof.
Won't y'all get on the webcam?
How we do it? We sitting in front of one now. My daughter have to do it. I don't know what to do. Miss Dimple.
Huh?
Go ahead and talk. Hold on. She got some headphones in her ear. Hold on.
Oh, I just went
in. This got to be the most comfortable of the show.
So what's going on for tonight, fellas and gentlemen and ladies?
I'm serious, man. This got to be the most comfortable show. Motherfuckers put us on hold and everything. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Eddie?
She said, hold on.
I feel like one of the pips, man. We the pips and she last night.
All right.
We on stage first, waiting on her to come in.
Well, I'm not about to get in there because I'm doing my hair. The devil will be alive.
Turn it on. I'll get on there.
Really?
Who's gonna be on there, Taz?
Well, Taz. I'm on there right now. I'm on there.
You're about to see me in a minute.
All right, me and Father Time on there right now. We chilling. Y'all good?
Relaxing and relaxing. It's a Wednesday night.
Right. All right, check this out. I heard something today, and it was something that, you know, I think we done spoke on it before, but I just feel like it just need to be brought back
up.
Really? Y'all actually just going to sing the song, The Devil is a Lie, huh?
Go ahead, man. What were you saying?
A man needs to know her worth.
A man needs to know his worth, or a woman needs to know her worth?
Hold on, say it clear.
Excuse me?
I said, say it clear, baby, so we can hear you again.
No, I said someone told me that a man needs to know a woman's worth.
And a woman needs to know a man's worth.
It works both ways.
Here's the first thing that came out. I responded the same way. And the first thing that I heard was, well, a man is worthless.
Nah, I'm not going to say that.
That's the first thing that came out. So my thing is, if you want me to know my worth, I mean, I'm like Father Time just said. In order for me to know your worth, don't you need to know your worth first?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't feel like you're worth shit, why should I feel like you're worth something?
I'm worth, and then you can't even put a price tag on it. That's what I'm worth.
Well, see, now, here's the thing about that. Now, I'm not saying you per se. I'm not saying you per se. But a lot of women, they value their worth at how good they can fuck.
Let me get on here. Ugh. Oh, I have to unplug my charger. Yeah.
Now, and my thing is this. I mean, I've said it on the show 100 times. I've said 100 more times. As far as pussy concerned, you can't get a dime for it in the pawn shop, so, I mean, your shit ain't no more important than mine. So don't you think, I mean, and this is just to the women, you know what I'm saying? This is to the women that just believe that their pussy is the power. No, your pussy is not the power. It's not. I'm sorry. I mean, it's something that, we all lust for, but at the end of the day, shit, we can go get that anywhere.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to see. I mean, how do y'all evaluate y'all worth? That's what I want to know.
I can't evaluate it. You just have to see. I mean, I'm from the old school. Actions speak louder than words. I can just show you.
Hold on a second. We got a new call. Call us out there. 612. Okay, I guess we don't got a new call.
What's good, y'all?
How's everybody day?
Chilling.
What's the deal, Rick? What's up with you, dog?
Shit, out here trying to maintain and survive in this cruel world. What I missed? What's going on in this topic? I couldn't really listen. I'm sorry, go ahead, Cass.
We were trying to see, I mean, you know, I'm trying to see what a woman's worth is. How do they judge their worth? That's what I'm trying to see.
Okay. But ain't a woman's worth supposed to be the same thing as a man's strength? Don't that how it's supposed to go? Either one.
I don't think so.
I mean, cause without either one, you really can't survive.
Well, when it comes to strength, I think, me personally, I think my strengths should be her weaknesses, and her weaknesses should be my strength. That way we complement each other.
All right. Okay, I can agree with that. Okay.
But now what if the woman used that against you? Like, your weakness, she'd be like, your weakness is her strength, and she, oh, you're a weak-ass motherfucker. Maybe your weakness is in the money department.
But then that's not the woman for you.
Exactly.
All right. That's just my opinion, bro.
I agree.
That's probably why I'm single now, because I hold my dick just as goddamn personal as a woman holds they pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to put my shit on anything and anywhere. My dick is just as goddamn gold as your pussy supposed to be a mountain. You feel me?
Wow.
Now, I hear you talking, but I know for a fact you done played craps a couple of times with that dick of yours.
Well, you know for a young fact, old fact, I said now. I had to learn.
I'm joking.
But it was true, though. Just because that bitch look good don't mean that bitch don't got nothing. Female, I don't mean to say bitches, y'all. I apologize for that to all the ladies. But you know, if the ladies on here, you know if you're not a bitch, then I'm not. You know that you're not that. Not a bitch. So that word shouldn't even hurt you, because you're not the bitch.
Well, hold on a second, dog. Let me welcome Miss Dimple to the video chat room. What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
We see you. We see you up in the hall. What that say? Okay. Y'all got to get in the chat room. Relaxing and chilling in the chat room. Somebody got to turn their computer down.
Hi.
Little Sexy. Who's that?
Little Sexy.
Tell her what's happening. What that one that was talking all that shit to me last night?
I thought that was talking all that shit to me.
All right, I don't want the show.
Hey, never mind. I ain't gonna even go there. All right, so now we got Janine. How do you describe your work?
I would say by the things that I do, my actions, you know, being there for you, taking care of you, having your back.
You know what? That's the best thing that you can possibly do. Just have my back. You know what I'm saying? Just have my back.
Hey, Kaz, I'm a little slow. You know what I'm saying? So can you explain to me what is your worth? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, a woman always say you get. Well, all right.
I mean, we ain't thinking about no song here. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I might be a little slow or something. But what do you mean
by
that?
It's hard to describe, though, dog. It's hard to put that into words. You know, because everybody's worth is different. So everybody would have a different definition of it. You know what I mean?
So, and we talking relationship-wise, right?
Yeah.
Or personal.
Oh, personal.
I mean,
right? So.
Yeah.
don't know if worthless is the best way to say it, Dan.
Well, what would you say, Wick?
What is, I really don't know.
You.
Give me a minute. Let me think on it. I really don't know. I mean, worth. I mean, I was just saying worth because I really didn't understand that, you know, because when you're saying your worth, you know, it's like how much you feel you're supposed to get paid to do what you do for that person or something like that. Your worth.
No.
Your worth.
No.
No. We don't mean like that.
Well, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Oh, my bad.
Hey, Father Time. Well, he going out. Bye-bye.
My bad. I want a new caller. Go ahead.
Hell, I forgot who was talking.
Wick was talking.
Got it.
Trying to figure out what worth means.
I already know what I'm finna say. Shit.
Okay, well.
And tell him to come on over here.
He
can't stop talking.
Go on. I look on the internet because you know it's on the internet. It's true.
Your daughter might be on right.
Well, let me ask you another question, dog. Let me ask you a different question. Worth can also be said as like what you bring to the table in a relationship.
Okay. I can go with that. What do you feel you bring to the table for in the relationship?
All right, dog, so let me ask you. Now, you say you're single. So if you hooked up with somebody and she asks you, you know, what can you bring to the table, what's your response?
Right now, only thing I could bring to you, baby, is the support and the understanding you need because I got a daughter. And my daughter is still young, and I have bills myself. Now, if we move in together, that's a different story, if it make it that far. But that's all I can give to you. Understanding and the support that you need right now. And I can't, you got to give me an advance if you need some money support because my daughter comes first.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go down the list, dog. What about you, Janine?
No, wait a minute.
If you hook up
that, hold on, dog. Before you ask for that, I want to just ask, all right, Janine, you hear what he said, right? You heard what Wick.
Yeah,
right.
Support and understanding. Uh-huh.
Is that enough?
Is that enough?
Hell
yeah,
no, that's why I'm single. That's why me and Janine got divorced.
Hold on, Wick.
My bad. I forgot to say good dick. And good dick, too. My bad.
Okay.
I forgot to left that out.
My thing is, why come to someone if you don't even feel like you're ready for them to accept you? You know what I mean? If you don't feel like, well, that's why I'm single, I'm not in a relationship right now because I'm not ready, then they're not going to accept you because you already said you're not ready. Maybe that's what people need to do is get themselves together first before trying to get into a relationship with someone else.
Uh-huh. I agree with you 100%.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, man.
I agree.
No, I'm saying that Janine didn't say fuck you. So, Janine, you might say, what the fuck? What's going on?
She missed me. You missed me, Janine. Oh, she don't want me. Oh, I'm about to take a longer break now. Oh.
And I mean, of course, sex plays a big part in a relationship. So I definitely agree with that. That means, you know, I'm not going to come half-ass either in the sex part, you know. But if I'm not ready to get into that type of relationship, why even put myself in that situation? I wouldn't even do it, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, if a man asks you what you bring to the table, what you going to tell me?
I mean, if if I'm ready to be in a relationship, I'm going to tell them everything I can bring, because I can bring a whole lot of shit.
Okay, I can bring the whole enchilada. Come on, now, but it all depends on you.
I'm educated. I have a good job. I got my own shit. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm still a woman. I'm a cook and clean and do my womanly duties like I'm supposed to. And I'm going to have your back like I'm supposed to. I know I have a lot to offer.
All right now.
I'm gonna tell you like an old lady told me a long time ago. For me being a man, it should be only one thing I need a woman to bring to the table for me, honestly.
What two things?
That's supposed to be love and respect and everything else. I don't need you to cook, because I should know how to cook. I should know how to goddamn clean my own house. I should know how to do my own fucking laundry if I need
all
to do
right
that.
Right now.
So all the other stuff that you're doing because you with me.
Mm-hmm.
That is not you
right,
doing
I
and
agree.
Bringing that
I
to
agree.
The table.
Peaches agree.
You know, I'm just saying, you can't say, well, I'm doing your line and all. That's not bringing something to the table. I could do that by myself.
You said
bring me something that you see. I said, if you tell me, oh, well, baby, I cook and clean and do your laundry. Da-da-da-da. You know, I'm doing all this. That's not stuff that I cannot do. I choose not to do that.
I bet you if you find a woman that don't do it, you would think different.
Right.
You didn't understand what I was saying. I said if I could do it by myself and you ain't doing it, oh no, that's not gonna work in the beginning.
Oh well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Some
people, some women feel like, you know, and that's okay if they feel like that. They feel like, well, I work too. You know what I'm saying? So why I got to come home and do this and that and do this? You know, you should be able to do that.
I don't make the rules. That it's in the Bible. It says it in the Bible. I don't make the rules. So don't get mad at me. Because you talking about you a Christian or a Baptist and all, you going to church all this time and you not doing what the Bible says. I didn't make these rules. I just go buy them.
He didn't pop the Bible.
So you talk to God and ask him why you got to do these things. Because that's what a wife's supposed to do. If you talking about you wife material, that's what a wife's supposed to do. And your man's supposed to take care of your household.
Mm-hmm. You know what, boy? Mm-hmm. I don't know what bottle you had today, but you actually making sense today.
I got a little. I almost had to go Gary today. I got a little upset, man. So I had to start thinking. You know, I don't like being mad. So I had to start thinking about other things. Would you say, Cass, maybe I should get mad all the time then now?
Yeah, maybe you should. Okay. Nah, let me ask, man. I had a conversation with that same person today, and they told me that every time that they do something to piss them off, they maliciously set out to do fucked up shit back to them. I'm trying to figure, how does a relationship work if you maliciously keep trying to? And I asked, I said, well, the shit that you do is done on purpose. She said, no, but if he makes mad, I will maliciously do something that's fucked up to him. I mean,
maybe she do it because when the makeup sex is great.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe for you to sit there and plan to do something fucked up to me.
Yeah,
that's
fucked up right there. That's fucked up.
I mean, I ain't talking about just sparking an argument. I'm talking about, like, fucking with a motherfucker's car, fucking up his clothes.
No, you
can't
fuck with his car, dude. Because I got a car burnt up. You shouldn't fuck with a man's car.
He said I think that's
yeah, I did. And what's so fucked up? That's not it's not funny because Cash crashed his car looking at my car.
Yeah, that shit still pissed me off. Yeah, to this day, I'm looking at his car like, goddamn, they didn't fly. Motherfucker ran into my shit. I'm like, them bitches like, we killed two birds in one stone. We got both their cars fucked up within 24 hours.
Because we had it going. Because it was going on. And I was in jail.
Yeah, I remember that motherfucker caught on fire on the bridge.
We remember the MC catching on fire on the bridge. But she got us back and forth to work forever.
Oh,
he just died.
That motherfucker was, we about to burn up in that motherfucker. Car just smoking.
Damn, you did all right. You even look better.
Yeah. Hey, you remember Squirrel running up the hill?
Hey, let me cut y'all off for a minute. Y'all, tonight is a little boring. Let's turn it up. Let's get some real stuff going on. Come on now.
Well, you go ahead and set it off there, girl.
Honey. I mean, actually, y'all been sitting there talking amongst each other for the past 10 minutes. I'm looking at you on the webcam, so
I was letting him talk because I get more respect.
Set it off then. What you got to say? What you got to say? Evidently,
I got to say right now. You listening? A real man never hurts a woman. Be very careful when you make a woman cry because God counts her tears, okay? Can you
see
that?
Okay, and I got you back on that. Can I respond? Oh, you going to take it, Cass. I can hit it right back like tennis. We can play tennis all day. We play tennis all day. You want to come?
I just want to ask one question. Who said he counts tears? You said he counts tears. Okay,
who counts tears?
You said God counts tears.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the purpose of that?
Can I get that response, Cass?
She
said a real man shouldn't hurt a woman because God counts her tears. Okay, I got you on that one. And a real woman never, ever, ever breaks a real nigga's heart, a real man's heart, because you supposed to have been made from our ribs. You protect our heart.
Okay, I give you that one, touche, but we got feelings too, and we don't like to be hurt just like y'all don't like to be hurt. So, come on out. I got some people right here. The woman came out of a man's rib. I just didn't finish talking. So not from his feet to be walked on, and not from his hands to be superior to. Come on now, under his arms to be protected. That's what y'all are for.
Here we go. Go gospel out.
You might be watching.
Cass, you can always tell these shows. Can I finish up? I can touche her on that one too.
Okay, touche, baby, touche.
I'm gonna
have me a drink.
You want me to continue? Hold on, wait. Yeah, take a break.
Okay, I can touche both of y'all.
Everybody can't talk at once. Now we
can all sing together, but we all can't talk together.
That's
preach
right.
Preach on, woman. Preach on.
All right.
Okay. Now what would you say, Father Time?
I can touche both of them.
What's that?
Shut the fuck up. No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
Touche. God counting tears.
Right, I ain't never heard no God counting tears. What the hell he counting tears for?
Right.
It's just a statement.
I'm saying, I don't understand that statement. God,
that's what happened when you bring up a song, Woman's Work.
drink your liquor and talk to me.
I'm trying to understand count tears. I wonder if you're going to count how many shots I take tonight.
I don't know. All right, let's get on another subject. Who like to have sex?
Oh, shit. Now you need to talk. Now that's a subject everybody likes.
All right, now let's get on it then. Who like to have sex? Where my girl at from last night, Cash?
Oh, is she up today?
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey.
How are you? You're about to bag me up now. I'm depending on you tonight.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to do two things at once, but I'm here.
That's all right. You can do it. That's what we women are made to do. We can do three and four things at one time and still put a smile on his face.
Wait a minute. Did you say things or things?
I said things.
No, I'm just saying. No, Jadine said she's trying to do two things at once. I'm trying to see if she said things or things.
We women are made to be built like that. We can do four or five things in one and still put a smile on your face.
Okay, now hold on. Now, hold on. You said four or five. Let's see. Me, Wick, Tyba. Fuck it, man. We're going to go get Mr. Charlie, too. She said four to five, right?
Yeah, she did. I heard her.
I heard her. Four to five. Hey. Let's just see.
And then at the end of the day, we're going to go on Maury.
You are not the
Wick. Where we go?
I'm still here.
All right, y'all. I don't mean to change gears midstream, but I gotta ask Wick and Miss Peaches. Let me fill you in. Let me fill you in a little bit. Wick was going through a little paternity test a couple of months back, if y'all remember. He was saying that he wasn't sure if the baby was his or not. So how did that come out, dog?
Oh, I didn't tell everybody. Oh, yeah, I should be on Murray. I'm not the daddy. I was a little off on my percentage. I said it was 5% chance. It was a 15-point something percent me being the father. You know what I'm saying? I was a little off. So I guess my little soldier still fighting through that shit.
Can't tell me
something.
Can't get enough oxygen to her lungs.
Has she said anything to you, dog? Has she said anything to you since the paternity test came back?
Man, we went to the little court thing, dude. The little
right.
Boy didn't even look at me. He wouldn't even look at
you,
dude.
So do you still don't remember?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, okay.
I already called the person's fault who it was that.
Bobo said you like your new jeans.
How that happened?
Miss Peaches, you still with us, man? Miss Peaches. Okay.
Oh, I guess she ran. You scared the cast?
I ain't scared nobody.
You so rough.
Okay, I do want to ask a question, though. I'm going to ask this to Liquor Store Janine. Hey, let's just say, like the case that Wick just said, well, you got a paternity test. And y'all actually find out that the guy that y'all was the father. Really
well, man, Cass, you got to tell the whole story. A dude in shorts gave me the thing. He walked up like, yeah, your name's such and such. You know, I didn't move to my new crib. So I'm like, yeah, I don't got no warrant. Yeah, I'm here. He was like, here you go, and took off running.
I mean, damn, that is fucked up, but I'm just saying. If you really 100% sure that this is the father, but it turns out not to be. I mean, do you even what do you say to that man as a woman? I'm gonna start with liquor stuff. Liquor stuff. What do you say to that man?
I'm sorry. You got to put the whole thing. And it was you. It was me and John Doe.
How do you explain that?
You really can't. All you can do is say, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I made a mistake, but I told you in the beginning I was a freak. I mean, I don't know what other people have said, because I've never been in a situation. I know who my kid's daddy is, so I knew who I was giving it to.
But for these young girls,
and it's absent-minded, some women, not all, they scandalous. They wrong. You know what I'm saying? As you didn't got attached to this baby, your grandparents got attached to the babies. I mean, that's just messed up. You know what I'm saying? But if it was me, I'm just going to use me because I can't use nobody else. If it was Peaches, I would still take care of that baby and love that baby like if it was mine. That's just me because I'm that real woman. You know what I'm saying? But it'll hurt, but I'm not going to treat them no different.
Well, hold on, Peaches. I've been through this scenario. I took holy hell. This girl, and Wick, you know who I'm talking about. Father Time, I think you even remember who I'm talking about. This girl took me through holy hell.
Hey, can I just say one thing on that one?
I mean, well,
I'm sorry, man. I've been wanting to say that for years.
I mean, technical. If you want to be technical about it, technically, I dodged the bullet. You got caught. So, Anyway, like I was saying.
Let's make another subject.
Can I finish what I was saying? Before we change the subject, I want to get out what the hell I had to say. Now,
well, go ahead and say it, Cass.
You said I would still take care of that child. Hell no. I wasn't trying to take care of shit. This bitch put me through hell.
It's a difference, man. She put you through hell. That's understandable.
But at the same time, she's constantly telling me this is my child. She constantly telling me this is my child. I got to the point where I actually even started going to get the child. I'm starting to see the child. And then I get the motherfucking results back, and it's 99.8 that it's not mine. Come on, man.
Okay. Lil Sexy got something to tell you. Hold on, Lil Sexy talking.
Okay, listen. Just say hypothetically, if you sign the birth certificate and then you find out later on that the baby ain't yours. So how you deal with that?
If I could get a kick though, lay down on the floor, want the keys and the money, everybody gotta go. Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you say he was about to pull a kick though?
Because really, once you sign your name on that birth certificate,
it's yours.
Right.
Regardless.
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
You know that's true. Once you sign your name, you kind of fucked. But I think if it's not yours and you sign your name, you should be able to get your name off. Because it's not your kid. You signed it believing that it was your kid. That's why you signed it.
You don't get none of that money back either.
No.
I wouldn't do that. You don't get none of that back.
My brother
Hold on.
Everybody can't talk at once. Come on now. Now.
Can Lil Sexy talk?
Go ahead, Lil Sexy.
Okay. Now, I know a person personally that this happened to, and they are actually still paying for this child. And he's actually raising the child in his home. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that per se, because that's all that child knows.
That depends on the person, though. Some people will do that, some people won't. That depends
on
the person.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's different, because you don't know if the relationship they got and That's too many scenarios.
Okay, now my thing is this. I went through it, and when she told me, when the papers came back that it wasn't my child, I mean, the judge actually asked me, you know, because I have my receipts and everything, and the judge actually asked me once he heard the whole story, he was like, shit, you can't be reimbursed. I figured it was something good out there for a child. You know, I did something good for a kid. No, I don't want the money back. But, no, I'm saying the shit that a bitch will take you through, and my thing is this, if you knew that it's a chance that it's somebody else's, don't put that man through that holy hell like that. That shit ain't cool. I mean, you sitting there putting this man through holy hell. You telling this motherfucker, look, yeah, this yours. I mean, shit, these motherfuckers, to this day, if I catch Steve, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. But nevertheless, I got motherfuckers trying to jump me. I got motherfuckers talking shit to me all day because motherfuckers talking about I ain't take care of my child. And come to find out the child ain't even mine. Come on now. Y'all, the bitch did too much.
What about this, Cass? What if he did it? What if the person did it? You know what I'm saying? He said, okay, I don't care. We let her decide when we tell her. And what if that person tell them out of spite just to get at you?
You know what? That's fucked up. I'm gonna tell you, Wick, that'd be real fucked up. But boy, before we even finish that, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller, what's up?
I'm here. Hello.
How you doing? All right. Who is this?
It's Poetry.
Poetry, what's happening, sweetheart? How you feeling?
Welcome to San City.
Thank you.
So
I was just listening to the conversation that you guys were having. I came in on the ending of it, but it sounded like you were having a conversation in reference to a female having you raise a child that's not yours. Is that what you are talking?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I agree. And I'm actually glad y'all talking about this because I actually want to ask a question. If you're dealing with somebody and they have a stepchild, and the stepchild, the father, only deals with just the child, is it wrong for the mother to say something to the stepfather because he don't want to deal with the other child because it's not his?
You know what? Now, hold on for anybody to answer that. I would like to say that that's fucked up. I mean, if you and him if y'all in a committed relationship and he feel like, well, I ain't going to deal with your child, I'm only going to deal with mine, that's fucked up.
I agree with
that. That's a relationship.
Right, because there's no way. I mean, he knew coming in that you had this child. Every man know if you deal with a woman, it's a package deal. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a package deal that's right off the burrow. You see her son or daughter right now. You already know what the deal is.
Father time, why are you so quiet?
I'm just sitting back listening. I'll jump in there when I need to.
Okay. Peach is here.
That's my take on it. I feel like if a motherfucker sits there and say, well, I ain't going to deal with nobody. But then my thing is this. How do y'all, I'm just asking, how do you get that far in a relationship with a man that don't give a fuck?
We've been together. We've been together for 14 years. And he's been around my daughter since she was 3 months. Her dad, she knows who her dad is, but, you know, he's not doing anything for her. So in the beginning when
you know, he was liking me and trying to date me, he was doing for her. But the thing about it is I never asked him to do anything for my child because I've always taken care of my own responsibilities. But then we ended up getting married, and after we got married, then I had my son. So it kind of seemed like, you know, we kind of switched, you know.
Okay, I see where you're going. So you actually have a baby by him.
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old son by him, but my 14-year-old daughter was there first. And he was doing in the beginning for, you know, but since we have my son, it's like his focus more now is on the son. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter is seeing this, and she already had her biological father. You know, he actually signed his rights over to, you know, my husband, which we is now separated. So it's like she had one father abandoned her. Now she has him as an image of a father, and it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, he don't even really want to deal with her.
Let me ask you a question.
You know,
Is the son his only child?
Yes.
There you go. It's probably not. He's not probably treating the daughter differently. He's probably migrating to the son because, you know, that's his only son. You know what I mean?
You better wear that.
Men tend to migrate to their sons. You know, they pay more attention to their sons than their daughters. When, you know, if you have a son and a daughter, especially if it's your only son. So, I mean, in his defense, I mean, you know, that's his first son.
I wish I
had a son.
But you just stopped totally doing. And, I mean, this is the kind
of people doing that, that's wrong. That's wrong if he's doing that.
I mean
if he's treating her totally wrong.
Right. I mean, let me ask a question. Let me ask. I mean, when you say he's totally stopped, I mean, as far as, like, he's not, like, being there financially, he's just, like, I mean, what do you mean that he just stopped doing?
He stopped doing it all. Like, if I ask him, if she gets in trouble in school, of course, you know, me being my mama, I step in and do what I got to do. But I sometimes ask him, well, can you go in there and talk to her? Can you do this and that? And he always got something, some excuse to say. Well, why you can't do it? You know what I'm saying? That's your daughter. Blah, Skippy Woo. You know, or if I say, well, you know, she needs some Long John. Well, why you can't go and get it? I'm like, okay, well, I might be short of cash this week or something. You know, he like, well, I ain't got no money. So I'm like, okay. But then 2 days later, you come in the house, you come visit the son, you bringing him 3-4-5 outfits. But I just asked you to get her a pair of Long Johns, and you told me you had no money, but when you get it, then you're going to buy the boy something, but don't get her nothing.
Hey, can I say something to you? I mean, I don't want you to take this the wrong way or nothing like that, but technically, he don't really have to. You know what I mean?
You're right.
No,
he really
don't have to. I mean, straight up.
I agree with you. He really have to.
Now, I'm not, you know what, dog? You say he don't have to. And no, technically he don't have to, but come on, man. If you've been taking care of this child for 14 years and then now you just like, well, I ain't doing it no more. I mean, that got to be a culture shock, man, because, I mean, I've seen that done. And my own family, where motherfucker done took care of a kid in the family for all them years and was like, man, just out the clear blue sky, I ain't taking care of that kid no more. I'm only taking care of my own kid. That's fucked up. And I mean, I had a stepfather.
Hey, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying the man don't really have to. He don't have to do nothing if you don't want to. You know what I mean?
If that's the case, then... My thing is this, man. If you feel like you're going to detach yourself from the child, just leave the situation. Because that, you wrong.
He can't. He has a son there. He can't just leave the situation.
No, I mean,
he has a son there.
Move on, though. Because, I mean, come on, dog. You sitting there talking about 14 years of taking care of a child, then you sitting there all of a sudden, then just bam.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, I think it's wrong. It's completely wrong in my opinion.
But if you don't want to, you don't have to.
See, this is the thing that kind of pisses me off about the whole situation, is because in the beginning when he was trying to date me, you know, my daughter was 3 months, and he would come around, you know, y'all need something. I mean, he gave her a little nickname, and, I mean, come up to my job, do all type of stuff. But mind you, I've never asked him to do anything. You know what I'm saying? But it's like now that we at, you know, at bad times, so you feel like now because when you liked me in the beginning, it was okay. Now that we on bad times, you feel like, okay, well, you know, I don't really want to fuck with the mama like that no more, but I turn over here. But, you know, since she ain't my daughter, so now it's like, okay, now I want to set her out now because I don't fuck with the mama like that. You see what I'm saying? That's why the problem is. I feel like if you trying to come in her life then you should be in there now. You know what I'm saying? But mind you, I still really don't even ask for nothing because I take care of my own kids, even my son. But I know that she sees that, and that's the problem because she's seeing that. She already had one father, you know, her biological father who ain't shit, you know, go away. You got this one who's been around you since she was a fucking baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now, it's crazy.
Hey, cut that camera back on.
I hear you. I hear what you said, and I'm on your side. Now, let's ask the ladies. Like, okay, Janine, let me ask you. Janine, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you hear the situation. She's saying, what would you tell her? What would you tell her as a lady? I mean, because me personally, like I said, I feel it's fucked up. I feel it's fucked up on that man's part.
Okay, let me see, make sure I understand. So he's not the father, or he is the father, and he stopped taking care of the child?
He's not the biological father. The biological father turned over his rights to him, and it's my husband. We currently separated, but he's been in my daughter's life since she was 3 months, and she's 14 now.
So now that you guys are not together, he's no longer taking care of her?
Right. Since we've been separated, it seems like, you know, he just more is on our son that we have together more than her.
That's a tough-ass situation
here. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did they always have a close relationship?
Yeah. He's always, you know, been there. Like I said, her father signed over his rights. He legally has a binding, you know,
right.
I guess, a quote-unquote agreement to her because her father signed over rights. It's not like I'm just, you know what I'm saying, just like he's just somebody, you know, been around and I expect him to do something, he's signing that paper to say, okay, well, yeah, I will take full responsibility, you know, for this child, you know. And I didn't ask him to do that. He the one stepped up and said, well, I do it. Because if I want to be with you, I know it's the package deal.
Yeah, I understand that, but I know sometimes men have a different relationship with their daughters. Some men do. Some men have better relationships with their daughters than others. And I think it's wrong, but I know that it happens. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they no longer live in the house anymore.
Right.
And
right.
I know sometimes men, they don't know how to, sometimes they just don't know how to have that relationship with their child when they outside of the house. You see what I'm saying? They have more in common with the boys, so it's like they feel like they know what to do. You know what I mean? No, I'm not excusing it. That is wrong, but I know that does happen sometimes like that.
So my question is, so should, because I'm to the point now that after today, I'm to the point that I'm going to either say, you know what, if you just want to be around, you know, to just make sure you don't want me around, no, your son around anybody else, then, you know, we just need to just keep it. I mean, it's always still been about the kids, but, you know, he has a little bit more access. Like, I don't really stop him from coming and going when he wants because, you know, because he's always been a good provider for the, you know, for the house and for my son or whatever.
Wait, is the son his? Is the son his or the son's not his?
The son is his. The son is biologically his, but the girl
that's
is not.
That's biological his. Oh, no. Oh, he also bullshit.
I agree with that, girl.
I agree.
I thought both of them was
like, he took over custody of both of them, but just so the boy is his biological son.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he on that, though. We ain't together no more, so I ain't got to really take care of her no more. Bullshit. That's basically all it is.
Yeah, but when he signed those papers, that made him have that right.
He's responsible. So, I mean, whenever you decide, I mean, if he's not taking care of the responsibilities that he's supposed to, if that's something you decide to go to court, he's going to be just as liable to take care of her as the son.
Thank you. You so right about that.
Hey, what? Where's the young lady at with them shorts on?
Miss Demo.
I'm trying to change the whole story, right?
I didn't mean to do that.
Just kind of caught me off guard.
You were.
Kind of caught me off guard, man. Caught me off guard.
He know damn well, Mother Nature come down to that motherfucking man cave. He gonna be cutting off motherfucking camcorders. I really do hope it worked out for you. Maybe he come around. That's all I can say. Maybe he'll come around.
I appreciate it, but you know, to be honest,
let me ask you a question. Does she refer to him as dad?
Neither one of them. Like, you know, they just talk to him. Nobody really, like, they call me mom, but they never really, you know, because he's not that, he just talks to him. Nobody, you know, between them, no, neither one of them be like, you know, hey, son, or hey, daughter, hey, dad. And they just talk.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because I used to do that. I would never call my dad. I would just. I never could bring myself to call him dad, no matter what he said. I just, hey, what's up? I wonder, did he ever pay attention to that?
Well, you know, he wasn't raised, you know, he doesn't know how really to love, and so he doesn't know how to receive it because he never was shown it. When he was adult, and if I would have knew that then I wouldn't be in the situation I am now. I didn't find it out till later on. Then I married.
Show his ass some tough love when y'all go to court. You understand?
Right.
How long were y'all married?
We've been married 9 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's
sure
a long ass time.
A lot of years.
What, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this.
Just walk away.
Poetry. Hey, Poetry, I'm going to tell you like this. Sit back tonight, relax. Listen to Janine and Miss P. They're going to show you how to have some fun. Trust me. Between them, these two motherfuckers will show you how to have some fun. Trust me.
Come into the chat room with us.
You got some damn butter cookies.
You got webcam?
No. You got some butter cookies today. No, I don't.
I'm sure not going to waste my life.
Girl, you so do that. They were good as hell.
I am going to have my fun.
Hey, I don't know why men do that kind of shit. You know, that goes back to what you were saying earlier. When people do shit maliciously, that's all that is. He doing that shit on purpose.
Right. It's a malicious act.
I didn't know.
I ain't ate none of them. I don't like them lemon cookies.
You should let her cuss his ass up.
Wait. Hold on, man. Hold on. Who in the hell talking about some lemon cookies?
Like, if you put them on some vanilla ice cream with a little caramel. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, body creams and ice cream and whipped cream and all that good stuff.
Wait a minute. So, wait a minute. Y'all fucking motherfuckers with lemon cookies?
Huh?
Y'all fucking motherfuckers with lemon cookies?
Did you hear?
Yeah, no, I ain't hear that, but I mean, I'm just...
What's all that noise?
Yeah, I thought that was y'all licking the whipped cream.
She said she want to put some whipped cream on you and lick it off.
Oh, if you want to put whipped cream on me and lick it off.
Oh,
okay. Well.
The cat caught his tongue. He can't say nothing. You please the fifth.
I'm just saying, hey. Who, wait a minute.
I ain't never heard you quiet.
I'm trying to say, I don't know who said they want who. Who wanted lick whipped cream? Well, that's what I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to see who's talking about the whipped cream. Who got whipped cream?
Miss Dimple.
Oh, she trying to do whipped cream on Father's time.
I
said, and this is Ms. Dimple speaking, that I want to lick some whipped cream off of you, Cox. Okay, that's what I said. And if you want to throw some ice cream in there, I can do that too. I like it creamy.
Okay. And there you have it. I'll drink to that. Well, damn, everybody got quiet on me. What's going on?
Ain't nobody got quiet on you, bro.
Everybody else got quiet, but we still here.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You know what? I tell you what. We got to find that noise. We got to find this noise. So we going to go to a song right quick, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish some. I want a nice little baby, honey down left. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish some. I want a nice little baby, honey down left. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking.
Ain't puss in the shower for the first time last week. I got a confession to make to the world, I'm a freak. I think about wet puss all in my sleep. My fantasy is to get caught fucking on the beach. The best pussy you can get is when you gotta sneak. I call my little baby a shooter when she nuts, she skeet. If I had my choice, I'ma die via some pussy beat. Babbit pussy the lead, calls a nigga cheating. My baby so cause I done fucked her twice this evening. Said I fuck her so good it feel like she dreaming. Got a plan with herself for no apparent reason. Need some more of that pussy cause a nigga fiending.
I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish some. I want a nice little baby who ain't down nothing. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking. Some
foot,
I feel like
all this liquor keep me horned in a motherfucker. Just text Bay and ask her, could I come fuck her? Only act heavy shit, her ass in trouble. Going to beat Bay, so that mean no rubber. That's my motherfucking best, nigga, that's how I cut her. We been fucking.
fucking for a while, that's how we fuck each other. Love digging in lil' mama cause it get gutter. Seem like that pussy go to run as soon as you touch her. When I get in that twist, I'm trying to pull a muscle. Ready to come up out these bosses so I can go and fuck her. I can blame it on the liquor if I want a sucker. Know I'm ready to fuck bad the motherfucker. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like I'm fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere. Just thinking about that pussy, get me in my mood. Knowing that pussy on his way, get me in my groove. Nothing like a bad bitch, body smooth. Lay her flat on the bed and look at in the nude. Then fuck on every inch of the whole room. Money first, then pussy, then food. Round fat pussy, it's hard to keep her cool. Gotta turn my head so I won't fucking drool. I can tell when I want it, feel my box move. Yes, they pussy get wet when they want it too. Good pussy, the worst thing you can ever lose.
I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish something. I want a nice little baby, who ain't down nothing. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere.
Everybody back, everybody back. Look at Stowe, where you at? You've been kind of quiet tonight. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I'm just listening. Oh, shit, everybody's been kind of going at it, you know?
Why
didn't
you
put
it right here?
What?
Huh?
You gonna watch
the car? I say, shit, everybody kind of just been going at it. I've been just listening.
All right, well, somebody was talking about foods and shit. Who was that talking about foods?
Ice cream and shit. Who likes to use ice cream? You like to use ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
What flavor?
All flavors, except for chocolate. I don't do chocolate. But I do chocolate men, just not chocolate ice cream.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Always got to be the dark-skinned motherfucker. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. You just...
You want me to lick some ice cream out for you, too? I can't hear nobody.
I plead the fifth. The show is archived.
You want some ice cream to lick off your dog? I guess she was talking to you, man. Hell yeah. I ain't scared of it, shit. Vanilla, strawberry. Yeah, hey, you go get Neapolitan as far as I'm concerned. Sherbert.
Sherbert.
Yeah, I like sherbert.
Well, what's the most erotic food you can use? I've heard strawberries, peaches. Ladies.
That's good. But both of those is good.
I guess a better question is, what is the most erotic food you didn't use?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think the most erotic food I used was maybe cherries and caramel.
Cherries and caramel. Okay. I can deal with that. Cherries and caramel.
Yeah, that's
Zanae.
Nice.
Zanae, I guess the better question is, we might want to ask Janine what food she ain't used yet. Other than what's the most erotic one. Janine, which one you ain't used yet?
You talking about food?
It don't matter. Janine, do you use everything from strawberry to salami?
Salami
got something. She got some with sausages on deck. Yeah, here, motherfucker. If you ain't bigger than this summer sausage, motherfucker, don't bring your ass up in.
Oh, my goodness. I really don't know. I've tried just about everything. I don't know. It's just something I haven't tried.
The name, you are going to go down in the Hall of Fame. You are going down in Sin City Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, really.
But, of course, I'm gonna have to induct you into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, our first inductee, man. Sin City Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Let it be known, we don't induct people the same way other people induct people.
Really? And what do you have to do to induct me?
Ooh, girl, wait till I show you. It's gonna be on CNCD.net. He put that motherfucker on there. That motherfucker's going on there.
Well, I like candy.
Candy?
Yeah, candy. Now, labels, glassy taffies.
Okay, so now, hold on. Before you go past the candy again. Well, I mean, what do you do with them now, ladies?
I was just going to ask you.
Well.
You say what?
I'm a very oral person. I like.
Very oral.
Yes.
Let me get this right. You like sucking dick.
Yes, I do.
You enjoy sucking dick.
Who is that? Is that liquor store topic?
Yes. Yes, it is. Why, yes, it is.
I didn't know her say she likes sucking your dick.
Right. That's why I'm like, let me make sure that we got the right person on here. So you enjoy sucking dick.
Yes, I do.
Hey. Okay.
I'm drinking the money. I said
this. That man scratching his head. That motherfucker was scratching his head. I'm like, whoa.
I'm in total awe. Liquor soldiers actually, I love sucking dick. Okay, come on, dog. You know just like I do. Liquor store don't ever talk about doing nothing.
Yeah, put it over there. Liquor store told you she is very. There's a person inside of me that's just dying to get out.
Yeah.
If I had somebody who likes to experience things that I like to experience, I would be completely uninhibited.
Well, goddamn. Okay.
So, but
I know to go to the store and buy me a two packs an hour later.
Tropical plants, please.
Yeah, but you still ain't said what you do with the annihilators. I want to know what do you do with the annihilators.
She put them in our mouth, motherfucker. You ain't picked that out yet.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go to the store.
They adhere.
So, you know what I'm saying, while I do what I do, I'm not necessarily concentrating on, you know what I'm saying, oh, well, you got the water right. On the candy, and what it's doing to me, like you taste the candy, so that makes sucking a dick. Gotcha.
Look here, I'm finna get $20. Give me 10 packs of Nine Ladies, all the Laffy Taffys you can give me.
Oh, you know what you should do? Get some Laffy Taffy and wrap it around a dick.
That's what I mean.
Wrap a Laffy Taffy around it, and then make a tower of the Nine Ladies, and then see if you can took the whole thing. You know what? I'm just thinking of stuff. Just giving me ideas.
All right, Miss Dimples, you still there with us? Miss Dimples, Miss Peaches.
Oh, my bad. What'd you say? Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, because now they talking about rapping Laffy Taffys and...
Yeah, and I'm with all that. And it's Miss Dimple, just in case if y'all don't know. It ain't Lil Sexy or Peaches. They in the background.
Okay. So now I'm using
Laffy Taffys, Now Laters. Hell, all kind of sticky shit. I told you, I like that creamy, sticky stuff.
Okay, so now my next question is, do... y'all need any help? Do y'all need any motherfucker that, I mean, is there any motherfucker that's lacking in this department, or y'all need somebody to help? Because me and my man for all the time, and I'm pretty sure my guy Wick, we're here at Sin City, we ain't to please. We want to be good Samaritans. Janine, do you need someone to wrap your Laffy Taffys around?
Well, I've already answered that question.
Liquor store, I said me. She's like, I said, right, I need a dick to use.
Oh. I have already answered that question.
Where my fellas at? Simon, Wick, where y'all at? Where y'all at? We need to get in the huddle right quick, man.
I'm gonna have to be liquor store's confidant or something. Have to speak up for her because y'all don't be listening to what liquor store be trying to say. She talks so soft and she trying to say
right,
so politely.
Right. Right. Yeah. We really don't know what she really saying is. You know, it's like, is she really saying this or did you hear her wrong?
Yes.
All right, dog, check this out.
I'm going to tell you a story. Look at this, I got a story. Once upon a time in my life, I was at work. I was chilling. And I started feeling a little freaky, right? So I made a phone call, and I said, hey, why don't you come on up here? You know what I'm saying? I got a little more fight. And we were in the parking lot of my job, and I gave him head.
Okay, hold on. So before you finish this story, I got it on one thing. Am I the only one not hearing the whole story?
Is anybody else not
here? What you mean? I can't hear the story.
Oh, I can hear it.
I guess it's on me. All right, go continue.
Well, if I had had some Laffy Taffys or Now Later that night, shit, I think I gave him a pretty good hit. Not to mention the fact that I was at work, and so that was completely unexpected. And, you know what I'm saying? I think very spontaneous and very erotic. I can only hope he felt the same way too. But shoot, if I had some candy then, that would have been an even better dick suck than it already was.
Hold on, so let me get this right. You actually You was at work and you did all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That ain't bad. So fucking on the job. Okay, let's see. How many people do that?
Well, I have.
You know what? You know what? Wait a minute, damn, who was that just yelled out like that?
Miss Dimples.
So Miss Dimples, you be fucking on the job?
I have. Not my recent job, but my previous job.
Okay.
Inquiry minds want to know. What was you working at? How did it happen?
Right. What was you working at? How did it happen?
I was working at a downtown, a parking garage, just monitoring some, you know, garages. So I was kind of low-key. So I called him up, shit, and we locked the door and we did our thing.
Okay.
And then I sent his ass packing.
But shit, nah, I mean, hell.
Back to work.
Right.
I mean, it's more fun when you sneaking.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it more interesting and it makes it much better when you're sneaking.
I think it makes it more intense.
It's easy just to get some pussy or some dick. Yeah, you can just call somebody up. Hey, come over. I want some. All right, here I come. But to be trying to sneak the shit, nah. That's way more funny.
Yeah, I got to agree. All right, Janine, what job you didn't do with that?
The one I'm in right now?
I knew she was going to say that. I knew it.
Like, security too tight
even
up
though,
there, huh?
Well, even though, I mean, it's too tight now, but I don't even think it was the fact that it's too tight. I think it's been frowned upon because I heard back in the day they used to be getting it in up there. I was like, God damn, I missed it. I missed the good old days when they was fucking in the closets and shit. Oh, hell. They said they used to get it in. I was like, damn. But I guess they done stopped all that. Everybody's trying to be conservative now.
All right. That,
goddamn Obama.
Ask. Right. Let's ask Mr. Conservative. Father time. You be fucking on the
Dude.
Job, man. You be fucking on the job,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, man. Once, man. I
you have?
Once and shit. Yeah, and shit, man. I want to mend my shit.
It
just happened.
Dog. Hold on, dog. You actually fucked on the job?
Once, man.
Really?
It just happened. I didn't. It wasn't planned. The shit just happened. Getting some buses out the shit, and the shit just happened, man.
Dog, I mean, if you looking on the webcam, you can see my face. I'm in total awe. You actually fucked on the car. I mean, you actually fucked at work?
Yes. Why is that so hard to believe, motherfucker?
You know what? I think a better question is the same one he posed for Janine. What job you ain't fuck your cast? Because I know you done did that work. Ain't you?
You know what? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Indianapolis ain't been good to me. Indianapolis ain't been good to me at all. I work for the city. I worked a lot of city jobs. So I had a free range. So, shit, it wasn't shit for me to pull over in the recycling truck, park it in the alley, and go to town. But, you know what I'm saying? Then I worked for the housing authority. So, shit, it wasn't shit to go in the banking unit, my damn thing. But I mean, Indianapolis ain't been that good to me, so I'm looking for a new experience. Damn, that everybody sounded like that wasn't the answer I was supposed to say.
I agree, Indianapolis sucks. Like, no.
I'm trying to throw the hint out there. The Indianapolis.
Where are the Indianapolis? Where are the Indianapolis people at? Y'all don't have no fun.
I've already made my claim, so shit.
You say you didn't fill your quota.
No, I said I have already made my claim. So if you want to help me meet that quota, it's all got to
Tama, Janine. Now, you know, y'all been on the show for a long time. Well, of course, you have, Tama. But, Janine, you've been on the show for a long time. Boy, I don't know what's going on, but, hey, your girl kind of opening up over here, ain't she?
Yeah, she got people trying to take her away. Shit, she got to speak up. Well, they were coming out here talking about they want to put whipped cream and shit on you. Shit, she's like, wait a minute, I've been saying this shit forever. I need to say this different.
Maybe I need to project myself a little bit.
Wait a minute, she just spoke up like, hold on there.
Goddamn, only in Sin City do you go through shit like this.
When you say Janine, blow the whistle, goddamn it. Wait a minute.
Time out, goddamn it, time out.
Well, you know what? Hold on, we still.
Well, shit, I'm already told you, I'm not the type of person that's finna let nobody come take my spot.
Hold on. We got poetry. Poetry, you still with us?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, what's up? Why you fucking on the job?
No, sir. I'm a hairstylist, so there's no way I could.
Hey, we
go in
the shampoo room, man.
Right. You got your head in that
pink. Right, I heard y'all supposed to be like the biggest freaks, the girls that work at the beauty. I heard y'all be freaks.
You heard what?
I heard y'all be freaks, the girls that work at the beauty shop. I heard y'all be getting in the beauty shop. I heard y'all got. Now, is it true y'all got a back room just especially for that?
I mean, I'm sure it's known to happen, but I don't think I've never done it in work before.
Okay.
So you ain't never been.
You ain't never been doing somebody here stuck a pity in their mouth. That ain't never happened.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying right. I ain't never did. I ain't know. I'm not gonna say I ain't never. You know what I'm saying? Got my out in public somewhere, but it's just not been enough
to watch. All right, now hold on. I gotta try this. It's poetry.
Yeah.
You listening to me?
Huh?
You listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
All right, let me ask you. All right, I come in your shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. We, our chemistry is just off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
I see a little empty room back there. I kind of like nod my head, like, hey, let's go back there. I mean, you feeling me? You feeling me? I'm feeling mm-hmm. you. I kind of point at this little room, like, hey, let's go back in that room. And you know, ain't nobody coming back in that room. You know that. You know that for a fact. You know that room ain't nobody going in it. Would you take me in there?
Of course.
Oh, so you ain't beyond it, huh?
I never said I was beyond it. I just said I haven't done it.
Oh, so in other words, you just waiting on your right opportunity.
Mama, he's right there. He's at work.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, when I begin to present myself, of course I take it.
I didn't hear that. What was that again?
I
Oh, okay, okay. Let's see. I need to go to a liquor.
I've gotten to my share of, you know, I've listened to ladies, you know, and I agree with them, you know. I done did some shit, you know. Like, I slept in McDonald's bathroom on lunch hour, you know, in the men's bathroom.
Wait, stop. Bag that up. Don't act like you. That was just nothing you just said. You just said you fucked in a McDonald's bathroom.
Yeah, you know, this guy was dating long time ago. You know, we was very a spontaneous type of couple, and we was having lunch one day at McDonald's, and I guess, you know, it was raining, and we felt like we wanted to do it, so we was sitting back to, you know how McDonald's was made at the bathrooms. You got those bigger booths that you can sit in, and he was like, you know, said some shit, and I was like, oh, you know, I was like, oh, you want, you think I want? So I went in the men's bathroom, and he went in the bathroom, and he fucked in the stall, and it was just crazy because, like, nobody came in all the time that we was in there, and we got done, he walked right out and sat back down in the seat.
Okay, so let me mark this down. I need to go to a liquor store, a beauty supply, a McDonald's, and where you work at today?
You
what?
Know, you need a badge. You need a badge to get in her building, dog. You can't just
right,
walk
right,
over.
I know. I need a badge.
And for the record, I did not say that happened at the liquor store. I said once upon a time in my life.
I'm just saying, these are the places I need to go to. These are the places I need to. I need to frequent these places.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and hold on. I can't forget. Miss Dimples, you still there with us? Miss Dimples still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, now, and I need to go to, what was that at again? What was you working at?
Parking garage, I remember.
Okay, okay. I need to go to a parking garage, at McDonald's, a beauty supply place, a liquor store, and I need to go get me some type of motherfucking important access card so I can get to where the fuck you need. I'm finna be a busy motherfucker the next 2 weeks. I'll get everything. I'm going to go to every McDonald's across Indianapolis. I'm going to every liquor store. Man, I'm going to do it up.
Well, don't forget the phone company because I did it at my phone job, too.
Okay, so I need to be a telemarketer, too. Now, I think the hardest part is trying to get to Janine. I'm probably going to get through out of every building in downtown. God damn it, I said Janine. Janine, goddammit, let me in.
Your ass gonna be right outside.
Right, hey, I'm out of every building in downtown. Hey, they gonna come to it like, excuse me, Janine, there's a guy out there asking for you.
Yeah.
Asking for me. He ain't got nothing on. He ain't got nothing on but drawers and cowboy boots. And a hat.
And an access card.
With a Sin City sign across his neck.
More hours, this is where he's at.
With a bag of Laffy Taffys.
Right.
You need a cup of ice with your name.
A bag of Laffy Taffys and some dilators. Hey. I got some now later, and I bought, don't think I forgot, and I bought some Halls, too.
The strawberry sign, right?
My favorite, my favorite.
They're going to show it in slow motion. We run into each other like a love story.
Oh my goodness!
This,
day, they're going to be talking about this motherfucker didn't bring diamonds. He didn't bring no gold. This motherfucker bought some Laffy Taffys, and she done ran out the executive office downstairs. So when they, you see somebody with Sin City tattooed across their chest, I'm there. I have arrived.
You look tattooed on my ass.
You said what?
I'm a tattooed on my ass.
Please do.
It's fine with me.
Please do.
I want to see the finished work.
Who said they're going to do that? Miss Dimples.
We want to see it, so you better take a picture, too.
And post it. That's that needs to be the new backdrop.
Hell yeah. I see motherfuckers with Sin City tattoos on their ass. You are designated spokesperson in Sin City, I promise you. I don't give a damn if you write it in marker. Just as long as it looks good.
I don't care if you write it in marker. Sin City.
Did I tell you that I am a talented drawer? I can't draw.
You know what?
I just thought I'd throw that out there. I can't draw. Father Time, back me up, Father Time. Can I draw?
I can draw better, man. You take the right when I took the left one.
Hey, they fuck around. Hey, they fuck around. Had two stick men on that motherfucker to say Sin City on it. No jogging, bro.
You say one of y'all take the sin and the other one take.
Hell yes, yeah, we fuck around. Hey, we fuck around. Draw a whole motherfucking building on that ass.
Hell yeah. You got to meet you at the front door, dog.
Right.
Meet you in the middle of the block.
Yeah, I burnt that. Y'all crazy.
Now we already seen Miss Peaches on camcorder. I know you could draw the whole city of New York on behind all that ass.
Go ahead, say something. You know you want to say.
Yep, and you know it, and it's lush and delicious.
Uh huh. We gonna be nice. We ain't gonna act.
You see why they call you the Georgia Peach, huh?
Hey.
We ain't gonna act.
Well, who was who?
We don't want Steve to chase it.
By the time you asking who was who?
I'm asking who was who.
Miss Dimple was the one in the red. Peaches was the one who was sitting at the computer the first time.
And Lil Sexy was the one in the white shirt.
Okay, I got you.
We are three, the hard way, Miss Diva.
Are y'all like related or something?
Huh?
Are y'all related or y'all just cool like that?
Yeah, something like that. We are.
Okay.
I'm damn near shitty too because I done discovered, and I forgot about the laptop has a fucking webcam on it, but I tried to install the plug-in and it wouldn't work. So I was trying to get in here with y'all, but it wouldn't work. I have to work on that for next week.
Y'all got some candy over there?
I got
some right now. Everybody. I got candy on deck.
You said I'm finna go. I told you I'm finna go to the store. Give me 5 packs of brown ladies.
You're gonna have to get on these talk shows. We get on every night between 9:30.
I'm gonna have to bring some more fellas on this radio show because it'd be a lot of females talking and not enough niggas.
You don't need to listen one day. You have to get on the talk show.
You're definitely welcome to.
We invite all men and women. I mean. I guess some of them get a little intimidated. I don't know.
And I'm going to need all y'all listeners to be just calling to listen to the show. If you a man, please join the convo.
Right.
When you go get your nail letters, I prefer either apple or tropical crunch, please.
No, there's a scramble sitting right by the car. I'm talking to you.
I'm going to buy every pack of nail letters they got in there known to man.
Make sure you get some strawberry Laffy Taffys.
Look here, I'm going back old school. I'm buying mystery mix. I'm buying the mystery mix now later. Shit.
Yeah, you can go buy some fruities.
Yeah.
All you need is something to make a little juice.
I'll tell you, boy. Only in Sin City. Check this out, y'all. We gotta get ready to get up out of here because we don't want to get. Father, tell them let you do the honors.
Miss Tisha said goodnight.
All right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
You want to do me first?
Yes. Why, yes, I do.
I know you like the way I said that.
Right.
It was good talking with you.
I couldn't let that one slide past.
Well, it was good talking with you all.
Okay.
I was a little busy trying to work, but I'll definitely be back next week.
Okay, this is Ms. Dimple, so call me when y'all get the whipped cream and caramel.
Let me not say nothing. I might have messed something fucked up about that whipped cream and corn.
Caramel, not corn.
Corn.
Oh, I was gonna say, that sounds like you got some 30 days to say or some shit.
This well fucking
said. Knock it until you try it.
Whipped cream and corn.
I do want to read that book. My bad, y'all.
All
right, Portia, you got any last words for us?
Everybody have a good night. Everybody be safe. And we just have some breaking news on the TV, so I'm about to go watch it. Somebody got shot again on 10th Street. So we over and out.
Okay.
Stay off that news channel.
Portia, you got any last words for us, dear?
I enjoyed the show.
Short and sweet, right to the point. I enjoyed the show, motherfucker. I move on.
Right. Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Poetry, I'm going to tell you. Every time I go to a McDonald's, I'm going to think about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. You do that.
Hey, Father Time, we getting the last word?
Go ahead, man.
Well, I'm glad to be back on the show, you know, and my new saying is going to be, it is what it is, and you do what you do.
Luke Stowe, you got any last words?
Yes, I enjoyed myself, as I always do. You know, I'll be back next week. See you ready, I bet.
Miss Peaches, you got any last word? Are you still with us?
See y'all when we get back on. Little Sexy right here.
Good night,
Little Sexy, you got any last words?
Good night, everyone. Enjoy the show tonight.
That's what's up. Ms. Dimples? Is Ms. Dimples still there?
She said good night to all. She went up the steps and said she'll hit y'all when she get back on.
Y'all got pages on SimCityRadio.net?
Did we have what?
Did y'all create pages for SimCityRadio.net yet?
Ms. Dimple's got one, but the rest of us, we got to do it.
I thought that was her. Looks familiar to me. Okay, last word, y'all.
Yeah. Shit, that's that nervous picture that you had. Yeah, I knew. That's what I had for 2 weeks ago. But anyway,
SinCityRadio.net, y'all. Get it in, man. Like I said, we got pictures, blogs, chronicles, pranks, everything, whole nine yards, y'all. So hit us up.
All right.
All right.
One love.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to us on the internet. We're doing the same thing next Tuesday, y'all, 8:30, 9:30 Eastern. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out this bitch.
Good.